Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Terman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Connie Terman. A local college, Lake Washington Institute of Technology, hired a new president with 14 years of administration experience in the technical college field. Amy Goings started her presidency on June 1st.
I'm just so thrilled to be here at Lake Washington Institute of Technology. Having been an administrator at two other technical colleges here in Washington State, Lake Washington has a great reputation for being very innovative and also very community focused. So I'm just so thrilled to be here and look forward to being a part of this community.
Goings says student achievement is a big focus of the college's five-year strategic plan, and it is her job to come in and implement that plan.
The framework that I would approach this job, focusing a great deal on communication, collaboration, both internally and externally, certainly being very community-minded and being a part of the community as a Rotarian community leader. And then also focused on capital, so legislative capital, human capital, and then the fifth area is completion. And that goes back to my earlier comments about student achievement, which is one of the key components of the college's strategic plan.
One perk of Goings' job is that she has the opportunity to be a part of Kirkland's community.
We moved to Kirkland just last week. My husband and young son were in downtown Kirkland, and we love it. We can walk everywhere to the pool and the library and, of course, Marina Park. So we're just thrilled to be here in this area. We've been received so warmly by the internal community here and the external community thus far. So we're just really looking forward to getting more involved in the community.
The city of Kirkland has many rising organizations and startup businesses. Here is Anna Brown to talk about a fast-growing nonprofit that started here in Kirkland.
This is Anna Brown from the office of the local nonprofit Construction for Change that is making a difference worldwide. We are here with Shelby Port, Executive Director of Construction for Change, to learn more about the organization.
CFC has a really unique model. The first way in which we're different, I suppose, is that we build infrastructure in the developing world, which a lot of other organizations do, but we completely embrace a very holistic and very local approach to development. So rather than sending, you know, a whole swath of volunteers to go build these projects, we're actually hiring local workers.
Construction for Change was founded in 2008 by three University of Washington students studying construction management who realized the need for infrastructure in the developing world.
The way in which Construction for Change works is we send volunteers here from Seattle who have a background in architecture, construction management, and engineering, and we give them training to be able to go out in the field and oversee these construction projects.
Construction for Change started by building a school in Zambia and has since built 9 projects all around the world, including a hospital in India that serves a population of 90,000. Currently, the nonprofit is building a school in the Solomon Islands, sponsored by the U.S. Marine Raiders, to honor the locals who helped them during World War II, and they also plan to build a women's shelter in Spokane in the coming months. Construction for Change is based in Kirkland and partners with a local construction company.
A lot of our supporters, too, and actually a lot of our partner organizations are based in Kirkland, so Kirkland is a good place to be for us right now.
The city of Kirkland is proud to have such a unique organization in our community. This is Anna Brown, reporting for Currently Kirkland.
With the excitement of back-to-school shopping and class registration quickly approaching, you may forget about back-to-school safety. In case you need a reminder, Officer Audra Weber offers some safety tips.
We're pretty lucky in Kirkland. However, we do have crime. We don't have a ton of it. We have a lot of officers that are out and about, particularly during the school hours. We have a traffic unit that focuses only on school zone and school safety in the mornings and in the afternoons.
Officer Weber says crosswalks are one of the main safety concerns during the school year.
Don't take it upon yourself to step into the crosswalk until you've actually made eye contact with the driver and the car has come to a complete stop.
As for vehicles, Officer Weber says when getting near a school, you have to be aware and observant. No texting or talking on the cell phone. She says keep your eyes up on the road and pay attention. Whether you are walking or driving, pay attention to your surroundings this school year. This may not be the Caribbean, but Carillon Point is inviting Kirkland residents and visitors to be pirates of Lake Washington this Labor Day weekend. The Lady Washington, also known as the Interceptor from the Pirates of the Caribbean, as well as the Hawaiian Chieftain, a replica of an old merchant vessel, will be offering walk-on tours and battle sails at Carillon Point. Just like Captain Jack Sparrow and Will Turner battled it out on the Lady Washington, join the crew as they take you on an exploratory and insightful adventure over the waters of Lake Washington. The 2 p.m. family-friendly adventure sails and the nighttime adult cocktail cruises will provide entertainment for all ages on August 30th, 31st, and September 1st. For event information or to purchase tickets, visit www.thewoodmark.com and search Historic Pirate Ships. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile device, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.